weekend has been, for those who have been here. It's been amazing, it's been wonderful to see people that we haven't seen for our ages, to hear the songs reverberate through the new building. It's been a wonderful situation. We thank Mike for leading these songs, for Lloyd being with us, for all the others who were involved in what's happened with this building. We have two prayer requests this morning. One from the Passios. Stacy and Joe are on their way back to Arkansas this morning, and we need to pray for a safe travel for them. The Lews are not here this morning. We were talking about the schedule, but the youngest daughter is sick with a fever and teething, and we want to keep them in their prayers, in our prayers this week. Let us pray. Our awesome God and our powerful God, we come here today acknowledging who you are as a holy and wonderful God with power and creativity. And with concern for those of us who are here in this earth, we understand, our Father, that you work in a variety of ways, some mysterious, some a little more obvious. And as we look back, our Father, to see the process that went through this building, we give you thanks that you have worked with us, that you have hindered us from time to time, but you have brought us to a place where we can come together to raise our voices, our Father, in praise, glory, and honor to you. For all these things, we're so very thankful. We're thankful for all of those who have traveled here to be a part of this, for those who have participated over the last couple of days in the variety of things that went on. And we pray, our Father, that you will give them safe journeys as they head off and bless them in every way as they travel and as they go back to their home congregations. We do have a couple of concerns this morning, our Father, that Stacy and Joe, as they head back to college in Arkansas, would have a safe journey, our Father, and a pleasant journey. And that any anxiety on the part of the parents and others might be relieved, knowing that you are in charge of all things. And we do pray especially, our Father, for the Lou family this morning. We pray for their care, for healing of their anxieties, of their concerns. And we pray, our Father, for the healing of the young daughter who is sick. We're a very wonderful family, our Father, participated here. We need them back. We're so very thankful again, our Father, for the building that you have provided for us, for the voices that have lifted praise to you. And we pray, our Father, that those voices will continue in coming days. For as the Scripture says, we have to sing every day to each other. And we pray, our Father, that in all things, all good things will happen to us and to those. We give you thanks, our Father, this day for the food that has been provided, and we acknowledge that in all things that these are provided by you. We pray, our Father, that any energy that comes from this food we use in your service. Give us the capacity, our Father, to deal with each other as we strive day by day, week by week, month by month, to serve you and to do our best in every single way for your service. For this is our prayer in our brother's name.
Amen.